This is CICK News. Oh, there's Santa.
Yeah.
Santa!
Oh, and the books are here.
Today on CICK News, I'm bringing you along with me as I follow Santa and his elf as he visits each classroom in New Hazleton Elementary. There's a moment just before this noise takes over, before you hear paper tearing, and before you hear the squeals of delight, and before Santa walks through the door on one of the final days of school before the holidays in Hazleton. Today at New Hazleton Elementary, that moment is about more than presents. It's about brand new books, chosen just for each student, delivered by hand from Santa. What you're about to hear is the sound of a community showing up for its kids, one story at a time. This initiative is called The Gift of Literacy, a decades-long program to get books into homes starting from the classroom. Let's join this grade 1-2 class as the kids are waiting as patiently as possible to tear into their presents. If you'd start by introducing yourself.
My name's Brenda Barrett. I'm with Storytellers Society as well as LOGS.
We just did the Gift of Literacy here at New Hazleton Elementary. Can you talk to me a little bit about what this program actually is?
Okay, so this is actually the 35th or 36th year this program has been done in the community. It was started by a school teacher by the name of Janelle Erickson, and she started it really to get a gift of a book to every child in our elementary schools here. So the way it works is we fundraise, and it's all local fundraising primarily, and then the teachers come for one day after school and they hand select a book for each of the kids in their classroom. And then we have a group of volunteers and our women's drop-in that gift wrap all those books, and then we get to deliver them here on our last day right before Christmas. Yeah. And put a brand new book in the hands of every kid in the Hazleton area. Yeah.
So who is involved? Like you mentioned Storytellers and LOGS, okay. But who else is involved?
So LOGS is the main organization. That's the Learners Opportunity Group Society that the project's been run through over the 36 years, and over the last 3 years, Storytellers has been involved kind of as the community partner to kind of do the organizing. We have a space to both store the books, but also host the teachers when they come and coordinate that piece. As I mentioned, it's kind of individual and organizations locally who provide the funds to purchase the new books. Mm-hmm. So this year it was the Bulkley Valley Credit Union and the Village of Hazleton specifically in 2025, as well as we had individuals in the community who just dropped off brand new books through the Dakota Gift a Book campaign that ran this year. But in previous years, it's been different band councils, Bulkley Valley Community Foundation, and other small funds that we kind of just kind of keep the pot abundant so that then we can go shopping for books every year. And then obviously through every year there's different volunteers and different people who take different leadership roles.
You know, it's funny, it's something that that really makes me happy, because I was a real reader when I was a kid, is that it's still like getting a book is still something that's a very cool gift.
And like we know, or the research shows, right, just having books in the home, even if they're not necessarily read in the moment they're there, does so much for exposing kids, people, the parents, the caregivers around to different ideas and different adventures and possibilities, right? So the fact that like it's a book in a child's hand, but it's going into their home, and who else knows is going to pick that up. And I always love the comments where they're like, Santa, how did you know I love cats? Yeah. Or like basketball.
Open yours.
And to get to see then the fact that it's the teachers themselves that are picked out, like, you know how much those comments even mean to the teachers, that the teachers see the kids, but it's also the teachers, I think, feel seen then and get to participate and get to do that. Yeah, and like Ted, this, he did it last year, was his first year, and we like had a probably 36-year-old suit that we handed him, and like he went out and got his beard properly groomed, right? You know, and so it's just that, right? It's one of those projects and programs that like so many different people in the community get to touch point, and it touches them in different ways.
So, Santa, what's special about today?
Well, the special is the kids. That's what it's all about. Mm-hmm. The reason that I do this is for them.
Yeah. I've never actually participated in a gift of literacy before, so has each book been chosen for a specific student?
They're brand new books that the teachers choose for each one of the children.
Yeah.
And then we have volunteers that wrap them and name them.
Sweet. Well, I wasn't surprised when I saw you dressed up as Santa here today, even though I wasn't expecting it. Hazelton really seems to love reading, but it just feels like, Hazelton really is like a community of readers. Why do you think that is?
You know, I'm not sure about the reading part being different. I also think, and this was, I'm fairly new to the community, and one of the things I remember reading that they said about themselves when I was deciding to come here is this idea of like, we make our own solutions here, right? Maybe it's being rural and remote, but we don't wait for someone to come with the solution or to come with an idea and give it to us. The people here are like, yeah, we want books and kids, we're gonna do this. We're rural and remote, and that's part of the idea of the book bus, right? That there's all these outlying communities. So I don't know, maybe it's not necessarily we're more, but I think it's that part of that we don't wait for people to come here with ideas and solutions. We just do it ourselves if we want it.
Nice. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for coming up, Pam.
Okay, of course. This all started when Janelle Erickson, a local school teacher, noticed that for many kids in the Hazelton area, getting a brand new book was something truly special and not something that they always had at home. Janelle took that idea and turned it into action. She was involved from the very beginning, right up until her retirement in 2014. Janelle passed away in March of 2021, but her vision didn't end there. Today, the community continues this work in her honor, carrying it forward long after she's gone.
Maybe before we get started, do you guys have any questions for Santa?
Yes.
How old are you?
How old am I?
I think Santa's pretty ancient.
My exact age?
You look like you're 80.
Oh, not there yet.
Not quite there yet, but you're close. Yes, sir.
Which country do you go to first?
Which country do I go to first? Yeah. I usually start in Alaska.
Which is America.
Which is America.
Yeah.
And I go right across there because it's such a short distance into Russia. And I go that way.
Uh-huh, all around the world.
All around the world.
One more question. Who's it going to be?
Where do you park the reindeer?
Where do you park them? They have a park.
The reindeer. Yeah.
Don't look, though. They're invisible most of the time. It's magic.
What touched me most this day in Hazelton was the belief that these students, teachers, and staff really kept alive. Even though some of the children recognized Ted, whom you'll hear them call Teddy, because they already know him as the driver of the Logs book bus around the Hazeltons. But that still didn't stop them from calling him Santa as well today and asking him questions, as if, though he might not be the real Santa Claus, he could very well be a proxy, keeping them on their best behavior. Even in the higher grades, the children at New Hazelton Elementary were polite, enthusiastic, and very keen. The gift of literacy is alive and well in Hazelton, thanks to Brenda and Taylor at Storytellers, countless volunteers, sponsors, and donors, and of course, the teachers who know their students so well and the staff at New Hazelton Elementary. This program showed what a lasting gift like literacy can be in a child's life. And as Brenda Barrett repeated, that it really wouldn't be happening without the influence of Janelle Erickson.
Yes, he's here. Can you say hello?
Hello!
Hi, Teddy.
Hi, Teddy.
Hi, Teddy.
Your name is Teddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm the
Lastly, let's hear from NHE's vice principal at the very end of the day.
Hi, my name is Taylor Morell. I'm the vice principal here at New Hazleton Elementary School.
Okay, so I just participated in my first ever Gift of Literacy. I guess just talk to me a little bit about how you think the kids received this program.
It was such a special day. We were so grateful for you guys to be able to come. Getting to see the look on the kids' faces as you guys went classroom to classroom, the excitement. It was a very special day, and I think they're going to remember this forever. So really looking forward to the potential of another one next year. I know it's something that they look forward to every year.
Yeah. I found that everyone was really well-behaved mm-hmm. and very quiet and very patient. Mm-hmm. Was there anything that surprised you about today?
No, I mean, I think we have a pretty amazing school all the time anyways, but I think, yeah, just kind of the excitement and getting to see new people and getting to see Santa and his elf, of course, just had them all a little bit better behaved today for sure. They're on the nice list, all of them, I think, after today.
Great. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you very much to Brenda Barrett at Storytellers for letting me come with her on this Gift of Literacy book delivery day. Thank you also to Santa and his elf, as well as Vice Principal Morell, and to all the students and staff at New Hazleton Elementary for allowing me to come along with them on this very special day. Well, that's it for CICK News. It's a bit of a short one today, but I hope that you're having a lovely holiday. CICK News is funded by the Government of Canada, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and is a participating station in the Local Journalism Initiative. On behalf of my colleague Dan Messick and myself, Pam Hassan, thanks for listening.